Do you like it here? She asked.
Not really, no.
Kai wouldn't smile. He wouldn't give in. I like it here. It's quiet. I think better when it's quiet.
She pushed the long strands of her hair behind her ear with shaking fingers. He couldn't remember her ever being this beautiful. She was always twisted limbs and sad eyes. You always say that. His lips lifted into the smile he'd tried so hard to hide. I like the quiet, too.
Some days, I wish I didn't have to speak at all. I wish I could sit on the back porch and let the sun speak for me.
What would it say? He asked, inching closer, letting his pinky dust hers.
It's a secret.
She turned her head and a thin hospital pillow crinkled as she faced him. You told me there were no such things as secrets.
I did, didn't I?
She laughed and placed her hand over his. The heat of it made his smile grow wide. You did.
The sun would tell the world I missed it. It would remind the grass how much I miss its itchy blades. It would tell the wind to break up the quiet so I could remember the day was not over yet.
It's not over, Mom. Kai's eyes burned and his nostrils flared. When you get home, I'll have Dad set up your rocker on the back porch, okay? She exhaled a long breath, and his shoulders relaxed as she beamed at him.
You make me so proud. Every day. So proud.
The grating hum of his old beat-up Impala nagged, keeping him rooted into the present. Rooted in the day that seemed to never end. All he wanted was a minute to think. Quiet. Sleep. Glorious and uninterrupted. No one to remind him every second of every day that he'd failed, or how much they'd needed him. No one to remind him how selfish he truly was, or how, no matter what, he'd always be the poor kid from Rockport with a mom who was dying and a father who never gave a fuck. Quiet. Sleep. No one to tell him the garage was a dangerous place to leave a car idling. No one to remind him to breathe, to wake up, to.
Chapter 1. Indigo. The Beckett House cafeteria buzzed with students trying to balance trays stacked with food and books and cups of coffee, smudges of color whipping across the room, around the tables. The smell of bacon and eggs and maple syrup lingered in the wide open room. Winter break was over. The second week of spring semester had commenced, but a light shower of snow sprinkled white flakes just outside the large floor-to-ceiling windows, dusting the fir trees outside in a glow, almost light blue in the gray dawn light, reminding us January wasn't quite done yet. The table I'd sat at last semester with my brother and his friends had a few open seats this morning. But I knew the one across from Royal was reserved for me. I set my tray with cereal and milk onto the table, but before I could sit down, my brother flashed me his winning smile. Hey, Pink, can you grab me a side of salsa? He still needed me, even if it was for small things like sides of salsa or what songs he should add to his steady playlist. Royal needed me, and that was all that mattered. I nodded and gave him a mirrored smile, one he'd recognize as well as his own. We were twins, in heart, body, and mind. Well, except I was a girl and he was a guy who liked guys. Or maybe just one guy, but I digress. We were born on the same day, and even though I'd been born first, he was my big brother in all the ways a girl could need. A protector. And I protected him. The green kind, not the red, Camden, my brother's boyfriend, suggested before I got too far away. I'm well aware of what type of salsa my brother requires, thank you very much. I raised my eyebrow, trying to keep the grin off my face, but failing, and Camden chuckled.
Would you mind grabbing me some too, Pink?
Corbin, one of my brother's teammates, spoke around a large bite of his breakfast.